What would you know about it?
You've never known love for Cheryl, except to rip it apart. Because you are a jealous, spite-filled, starving, emotional anorexic.
Hello?
How's the lake house? Are you all settled in and spooning yet?
Who is this?
It's Cheryl, you welfare baby.
Is something wrong?
Not yet. I just want to make sure you know that Archie and Betty kissed in front of my house right before Christmas and that it seemed pretty serious.
Like, with tongue serious?
That's all. Enjoy your couples only weekend. Kisses to all. Bye now.
To clear the air amongst us, Jughead and I should kiss.
Well, wait a minute. I don't know. Hold on. Veronica and I kissing? Might help to, what's the sports term, Archie? Level the playing field?
I'm sorry we don't spend our time being tragic and moping and holding hands while watching serial killer documentaries. Oh, and wearing costumes to role play to get our rocks off.
Where did that come from?
Who else knows we're here?
Why did you say it like that?
Oh my God.
You rich summer folks never learn. You just keep walking around town, flashing more cash than we see in a year. We're gonna take what we want, and then we're gonna go. And if you guys behave yourselves, somebody gets their skulls knocked in.
Rose, squad, assemble. Riverdale, episode 27, season 2, The Hills Have Eyes.
Wow.
Definitely screwed that one up.
That was actually pretty good. Patrick, hey, River Vixens.
Hey, Serpents.
What's going on? What's the tea?
Oh, my God. Let's see. We got the Oscars this week. Any thoughts?
I didn't even know the Oscars were happening. Nothing sticks out to me.
I know. I can't tell you a single movie I've seen that was nominated.
I'm opening my Diet Coke, sorry. I Googled the Emma Stone movie, and it looks like horrific.
It looks insane. It's like all, the only thing I've seen, it's like a bird's eye point of view of like her in an insane asylum or institution or something. It's like different movies or something, right?
She's talking like this the whole time.
Oh,
it seems very inappropriate from things I saw.
Oof.
Just like, and Mark Ruffalo as like a British man.
Boring.
It sounds like absolutely dreadful. Like, where was the kissing booth? Where was, you know, I don't even know what movies are out.
The only thing I saw was people were like, they're freaking out about animated pictures. They're like, they're not for babies, they're for adults. Like, I'm like, whatever. I like animated.
Why is that even a conversation? What one?
When the animated? It was some Miyazaki film. You know, the guy who does like Spirited Away. I think it was like something about birds and the birds can talk. One of those Japanese movies. I like his movies.
Yeah, they're definitely different. Was there any like drama or
I mean,
I
you know
who was, you know, hooking up with who?
I mean, the only thing I saw, you know, that was about the wars going on, people doing speeches. We don't have to get into that, but
yeah. I watched Emma Stone's acceptance speech. I believed her. I think she was like genuinely shocked.
I think like, she was too.
Yeah. I think she has a baby.
She does. Wow.
Yeah.
She looks like that. I think we talked about it before, how everyone wanted, there was going to be the first Native American woman was going to win. So she actually probably wanted her to win and was like, oh,
yeah.
Didn't think I was going to get it.
Yeah.
Well, I know we talked about it.
Did you like her dress?
Couldn't tell you what she was wearing. She could have been wearing nothing for all I know.
It looks like a seashell, but I liked it. Oh, that was fine.
Yeah,
didn't even know it was her second Oscar. What a talented.
I had no idea. Robert Downey Jr. got one.
Who?
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, that's right.
I'm saying like, everyone's like, it's such a like, if you don't think you can quit drugs, like look at Robert Downey Jr. And I didn't even know this when he did the first Iron Man. I guess he only got paid like $400,000, which nothing to scoff at, but like market rate for like, all right, we're going to pay you the bare minimum for this Marvel role. And he turned it into like a $450 million like thing. Like he's on, like he made a comeback.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that because like, I know this was a while ago, but there's been like a comparison between him and Lindsay Lohan and like, they had kind of a similar like party phase or whatever. So it's like, how is he like so successful? And she, I mean, she's making a comeback, but this is before her comeback. It was just kind of like, kind of an interesting perspective. Like,
I think you know why. Because she's a woman. I'm sorry.
The
unfortunate reality is.
Yeah. It's like that was like the argument. Like, she's a woman. She's a train wreck. And this guy, he's a, like, not discounting him. Like, it's amazing for him. But just kind of a interesting take.
I mean, it's the whole, like, Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake kind of thing. Where it's like, ooh, what a slut. You know, Britney Spears and then, like, Justin Timberlake's like, oh, you're one of the boys, you know.
Yeah.
Like how they both ended up.
Who won Best Actor?
Don't know.
Oh, my God. Robert Downey Jr. I don't know the supporting actors.
Oh, it might have been. I think it was the guy from Oppenheimer. Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
Did you watch that movie?
No. Couldn't care.
I heard it was boring.
Yeah. I'm 3 hours. Too long.
Boring.
Give me Barbie instead.
Exactly. At least Barbie, kind of fast-paced, joyful. Okay. You have segued me. I've talked about him before. My humble king. Ki Huy. I cannot say his name. I apologize. Ki Huy Hong. We've talked about him before for Humble King, the best supporting actor winner last year for Everything Everywhere All at Once. And to me, he's just so, oh my God. Like, if you ever need a pick me up, like, watch his like acceptance speech, watch his like interview after the Oscars when they all go into like the press room. Like, he's just so full of joy. And this is a man who was like a child actor in the Goonies? I think it was the Goonies and Indiana Jones. Like, of course, like, Tale as Old as Time, like, wasn't cast, you know, for what, 30 years, and now in his like golden years, basically, he's like a resurgence, and he's been so humble and so hardworking. Like, it just makes me want to cry. Like, he is an inspiration, and like, his Instagram is just like selfies of him with celebrity. It's so cute. Like, God bless you, Ki Huy. I'm not even gonna say your name. I'm so sorry.
Wow, good for him.
What a king.
Good for him.
You know those people that are just like balls of light, like joy.
Do. That's him. Yeah, good for. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Let's see.
Like, okay.
No, I mean, I'm like, it's great that he didn't give up. Like, I would have, I don't know. Great that he had resilience. And I feel like most child actors grow up and like hate Hollywood, or like their parents force them into it. And it's like, well, it's just like I just did when I was a kid and I played racist roles in movies. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
But he turned it into something he loved and made it count, you know, stuck with it and turned it into an Oscar. That's amazing. Yeah.
Talk about resilient. Yeah, I would have been washed up, like, not being humble. And well, you guys, what else? What other news?
I was going to say we have the Kate Middleton. Anything to say about that?
What do you think?
I think.
If you guys don't know, Pat, do you want to explain it? You probably know more than me.
Well, okay. Basically, Kate has not been seen in public since December, which, you know, she said she was going to have like an abdominal surgery. Nobody knows what's wrong with her. I respect her privacy. I don't know what it is, but really just the main story is that the royal family has been screwing up the news like royally, like the royals will do. And people are like, where's Kate? What's happening to her? And they like, she's been seen here and there. And then they released released a photo last week and it was Photoshopped very poorly. And now everyone's like, is Kate still alive? Has she been replaced by a new person? Like,
Patrick, I don't think that was her in the car. If you have been a fan of this podcast for a while, you know I'm not a fan of the royal family. That's a discussion for a different day, specifically the queen. But I highly distrust the royal family. And even before all this happened, like, she was so like thin, and I'm not trying to thin shame, but like, she didn't look well. Like, she didn't look happy. She didn't look like a healthy young, she can't be that much older than me. I don't know, Pat. I don't understand how a mistake like that could have happened. The Photoshop, it's actually really embarrassing.
Yeah, and then now they said it was taken last week, but they're refusing to release the original photo. So people are like, was that from like a year ago? Like, and then just
that was like, Kate, I guess, tweeted like, oh, you guys, I'm sorry, I'm an amateur photographer. Did you see that?
I did see that. It's like,
she studied photography, you guys. She's not an amateur.
Well, it's like, she definitely has a team and they're just like throwing her under the bus. It's like, oh, we're just going to blame it on you, Kate. Say you're really shitty at Photoshop. And I'm like, that is, everyone knows what's happening. Like,
do they think, I think they think we're dumb. Like, I think this is like the 1600s and we're idiots.
And like, my issue is, like, again, I respect her privacy, and she said she was going to be gone till Easter, which we're not even at Easter yet. So I'm like, okay, she wants to recover from a surgery. That's totally fine. But they have just bungled this up and fed the conspiracy flames. And like, they are just doing a terrible job. And there's like, you know, there's the king has cancer. And I think William was supposed to speak at his godfather's funeral the other day, and he had left before the funeral even started. And like, people are like, oh, he just didn't like give a eulogy. That's so weird for his godfather, who's the Prince of Greece. So like, there's just all this weird stuff happening, and people are why did he suddenly leave a funeral, like, and just went next door? It was next door to his house. It wasn't across London.
I just got a really weird feeling. Like, yeah.
This is like 2 weeks ago or something. So it's so.
I just got a really weird. Oh man.
Ugh.
I hope Kate's okay.
I hope so too. I mean, yeah.
I wonder what kind of surgery she had.
Who knows? Yeah, I have no idea.
Maybe like golf.
Who knows? Yeah, I think they have this. So they have the media. She has a relationship with the media where it's like, okay, I'll release photos of my kids so we don't have the paparazzi. Oh. But then, of course, she releases Photoshop things. So it's like, who can we trust? Can we trust her anymore? They lost the trust.
You lost my trust a long time ago.
Oof.
The royal family owes me an apology. I do like that, though. Like, don't take pictures of the kids unless it's me or the mom or whatever.
Yeah, fair enough.
Poor Kate. I feel so bad for her.
Eh, I don't feel that bad. I'm just kidding.
I mean, I don't know.
She'll be the queen someday.
It's very dark.
Those royals.
What kind of cancer does the king have?
We don't know. They won't tell us.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think I'm assuming it's probably prostate cancer.
Oh, sad.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't like the king, but I don't wish cancer on him. Like,
he just became the king like a year ago. He's waited 50 years or however long. Like, the queen lived to be like 100 years old. And then first year in, gets cancer. I'm like, that's terrible.
That's so terrible. Did you see when he was giving like the, after his mom died, like the state of address or whatever to England, and wasn't he like so rude to like the filming staff or something?
I didn't see that.
And you'd have to Google it. It's really funny. I mean, it's not funny, but it's just like, oh my God, such a jerk. Well, like I said, I'm going to keep a finger on that pulse because that is so fascinating to me.
I live for the drama.
I love the tea. I love the tea. The drama. I wonder if what's his name has said anything, Harry.
Who knows? I don't think so.
One time I got in a fight with me brother. Okay.
my wiener almost froze off in the elf. Did I tell you about that part?
Yes. Thought about that.
It's my favorite. I convinced you that they had to like amputate half of it.
I was so confused. I was like, wait, what?
Me no got frozen.
You guys, I'm sorry, segue, totally off topic. But we are currently in pre-production for Silent Killer, our third podcast. This is going to be Patrick's baby. I've
taken
posted
over
on him.
Yeah,
send I'm excited.
Any true crime stories you want us to cover on Rose Squad Does.
Yeah, gmail.com. Rose Squad Does.
We need to like make a clip and just like insert it every time.
Funny. I mean, I think we kick off with a classic, Maura Murray.
A great one.
Where the hell is she?
Who knows?
I need to know. I need to know. It like bothers me at least like once every 3 months.
Where could she be? Will we find her? Find out.
According to some people, we probably could.
Oof.
Anything else?
No, I think I'm...
Anything going on with you, school?
Just staying skinny.
Just staying skinny. I have, let's see, I have to lose 7 pounds in 2 months.
Oh, cut back
for
on
you,
that.
You, it'd be easy.
Cut back on the Takis and Flaming Hots.
I got like 2 bags.
I heard they're like banning those in schools now. Like, I don't
know. Oh, no. Takis.
Like Takis and Flaming Hot Cheetos. And
I wonder why.
I think it's just kids are getting fat.
Oh.
Those kids are getting fat, so they're banning them in schools, but we'll see.
Let them Takis.
I like Takis.
They're so good. Well.
Yeah, should we get into it?
I'm ready.
All right. So, Riverdale, episode 27, The Hills Have Eyes. And I'm like, I get that reference.
Have you seen that movie?
I have, yeah. Pretty spooky.
It is very dark. It's a very dark movie. Trigger warning.
Yeah. I think I saw the remake.
Yeah.
That one's creepy. But anyway, so this week, Betty grapples with the consequences of hiding a murder in Chick's unsettling presence. Seeking solace, she joins Archie, Veronica, and Jughead for a weekend away at the Lake House, where tensions escalate. Cheryl and her mother argue over past secrets. The getaway takes a dark turn. The home invasion.
Did you write that?
No. I got lazy this week, you guys. I'm sorry.
I mean, I was going to say, because it's obviously good, but I was like, it doesn't have your flair, but I mean, no. It's great.
It was Chad, and I paused because it screwed up a little couple of things. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
Shit.
All right. So we open with a Jughead VO. Picture a girl in a house. Girl with a ponytail with a secret waiting to be exposed. So we see Betty and she's clearly freaking out over the events of last week where she helped her mother and Chick hide the body of a murdered man. And I'm like, who murdered it? Was the mother or was it Chick? So she does like, you know, we get this montage. She does the funny thing where she puts on the newspaper and Chick's like watching her eating cereal. Like Chick's coming out of her bathroom. Like, and she's like, why don't you use your own bathroom? And he's like, yours has better water pressure. You know, Chick's drinking from the milk jug. He's like just being disgusting. Like,
gross.
Like, Betty's clearly like kind of snapping. She's like, oh God, why is Chick everywhere? He's always acting so creepy. She's like, I am going to
my toilet.
Exactly. It's like, use your own bathroom. This house has become her own private purgatory. So now we cut to the Blossoms. We see Mrs. Blossom has just finished a job. And Cheryl's like, well, still being a whore mom, huh? And the mom's like, oh, you're trying to judge me, skank? Look at how you dress. Like, you know, you can't judge me. You drove away the one chance I had at happiness with Hal Cooper. And Cheryl's like, Hal's a fucking loser, mom. Like, that was not love.
No.
So the mom grabs her. It's like, what would you know about love, you shriveled anorexic slut? And I'm like,
I couldn't believe that.
I know. I'm like, ouch, that was harsh.
Jesus. Like, I get, like, you know, jabs at each other, like, you slut, oh, you little brat, but, like, calling out your daughter's, like, illness is so mean.
And, like, Cheryl looks good. She's not, like, overly skinny. She looks like a healthy way.
And that's never been brought up before, so it's just kind of jarring.
Yeah. I mean, talk about her lack of sun exposure, because she's been illness.
I know.
A ghost, but don't talk about her weight. So anyway, we go back to like the Pembroke and Hiram approaches Veronica and Archie. It's like, oh, hey, I'm glad I caught you guys. So we were going to go to the lake house this weekend, but something came up. So like, how would you kiddos like to go? And they're just like, woo, yeah, weekend getaway at the lake house. Like,
he calls it like a romantic getaway. I was like, that is so weird to offer to your daughter.
Definitely. They're like, what do you think, Archie? And he's like, Archie's on the phone. He's like, hey, Reggie, ready to get turned up? We're gonna get fucking drunk.
We're gonna get wasted.
Well, like, anyway, Veronica, they're like, yeah, of course we'll go. And he's like, great, we'll get Andre, our like chauffeur, to drive you up. And he'll like spend the weekend with you. And Veronica's like, no, not at all. Like, I don't want Andre around. Like, it's just gonna be our weekend, a kid's weekend. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
But she's like, no, yeah, no Andre. We're going to be getting very fucked up, and I don't want that weird, lanky, like, bodyguard around.
Right.
So Hiram's like, okay, whatever. He's like, hey, why don't you invite Bughead? or Betty and Jughead. So anyway, so it's gonna be like the foursome are getting away for the weekend. But Hiram grabs Archie and he's like, "Hey, can we speak like alone for a minute?" And so he tells him like, "Hey, when you're at the lake house, we're gonna be hosting some of the New York family. Like, this is gonna be a big deal. There's a lot of unrest with Papa Poutine's death. So like, I really just want like Veronica out of town, safe from anything that might happen."
Yeah.
And Archie's like, "Yeah, I can protect her. I'm really strong. I smashed this tiny bug with a hammer."
I'm still confused why they called it a bug, but...
I didn't say this last week, but it's so funny. He's like, "I smashed it with a hammer." I'm like, cool, Archie.
Like... Hey, Archie. Good job, buddy.
But anyway, we learn like the lake house, it's more of a safe house. So he's like, "Archie, look, Andre is going to be there. He's going to be unseen, but it'll be nearby just in case anything happens to you." So we cut back to Shitty Side Trailer Park.
Got him.
FP and Jughead are discussing. He's like, "Hey, I've been looking at new places to live. Like, these options aren't really that great." And I'm like, "Remember, this is a trailer park where nobody has to pay rent. They can do shit tons of drugs and crime." And now some like businessman wants them to come in and leave. Like, how dare he?
Right. They don't pay their freaking rent.
They really like this place.
Shitty Side Trailer Park.
And so Jughead's like, "Look, it's all about Hiram. He's plotting something. Like, he's always looking for a new angle. Like, I need to find something to get against him." And I'm like, "Yeah, I hope writing that school newspaper on the mayor or whatever was worth it. Like, everyone losing their homes."
Yeah. And all their rent was going to be paid for.
Yeah, but they regret that one. Well, anyway, back at school, we see like Kevin and Moose. Kevin approaches Moose, who are like, "Oh, we haven't seen Moose in a while. Like, didn't he get shot and all that?"
Oh, Moose!
But he's like, Kevin invites him. He's like, "Hey, like, there's a movie this weekend, and I was wondering if you wanted to go. I guess it's called like Love, Simon."
Okay, did you for a second think it was also that movie where it's like that 40-year-old guy plays like a teenager with the broken arm? I think it's a different movie.
No, I think I know what you're talking about.
I was like, is it that one? But I don't think it is.
Oh, I think, what was that? Crap, I'll remember it like halfway through.
Like, anyway. Dear Evan Hansen, I think.
Oh my god, yeah. I think that's much newer than this episode.
It must be.
So Moose is like, "Oh yeah, like, I'm already going with Midge actually, but like, hey, you're free to tag along." And Moose is like, "Oh, she totally knows we were gay with each other or whatever." I don't know. He explains that she knows about him and Kevin, but actually I don't think she knows about the relationship.
I was so confused by this because I thought she did know, but I guess she doesn't.
Yeah, it seems like he was explaining it, but like later in the episode, she doesn't.
Yeah, and it never comes back again. Like,
yeah. And Kevin's like, "No thanks. That's a little bit too much boobies for me. Like, I don't want to see that." But he's like, "No, he doesn't want a third wheel. It's kind of weird for him, I guess." Well, anyway, back at the Cool Kids Club, Veronica's like, "This is your daily reminder how much better I am than you, because I have a lake house with a nice view over scenic mountains and water." Like, telling Jughead and Betty about this. And they're like, "Oh my God." Betty's like, "Oh my God, we have to go, Jug. Like, don't blow this for me." Like, I want to know what it's like to be rich.
Right. Well,
Jug's in. Jug agrees to go. And Cheryl enters and she's like, overhears, and she like basically invites herself. She's like, "Wow, a weekend away. What should I pack?" And they're like, "This is a couple's weekend. You can't come.
Not for single fucking losers like you."
Yeah, Cheryl, like, ugh, what a loser. Doesn't even have a bow. Well, anyway.
Loser. You're a loser. You're alone.
Well, anyway, Betty pulls Jug at her side and she's like, "Look, I know you, Jug. You hate everybody and you hate everything. So like, something is up." And he's like, "Well, okay. I need like a new source of intel on Hiram Lodge. So who's a better source than his daughter?" And Betty's like, "Can you not come after my best friend, you piece of shit?" Like, "Look, I really need this weekend away from Chick. He's like really fucking creepy. Like, I mean, who flies a kite at night?" Do you get that?
Is that Simpsons?
Yeah.
What part is that?
I think it's like Bart's like, Marge is like, "Oh, it's really unsettling, someone flying a kite at night." And Bart's like, "Hello, mother dearest."
Hello, mother.
Anyway, back at the Coopers, Betty's getting ready and Jug is waiting downstairs when suddenly, like, Chick is just standing there like a creep. And he's like, "You know what happened here, don't you?" Yeah, like, "Don't worry, I'm not going to say anything." And he's like, "If you do, it'll be very bad for mommy and sister girl."
Literally, what, like, the vibe.
Yeah. Jug is like, "Okay, Betty, let's get the fuck out of here. Like, this is so creepy. Like,
your brother's so fucking weird."
Well, anyway, we get this, like, now it's like a shining POV shot of them driving to the lake house. Like, they arrive and they're all taken away by the beauty. Veronica is kind of being a bitch, and she's like, Archie, go grab the bags.
And she's like, oh, it's like a piece of, she's kind of like calling it like a piece of shit, but it's like a really nice house.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, Archie gets the bags, and Andre goes up and he's like, psst, hey, remember, we're meeting behind that tree at midnight to totally make out, right, baby? And Archie's like, but no, he's just saying he's going to be there like down the road or something. But Archie notices that he's got a gun in his holster, and he's like, well, I'm scared. And runs away. Gosh.
Oh, no. That doesn't look like a Nerf gun.
Oh, and then, but I'm like, how does he not expect like a mafioso's bodyguards to carry around a gun? You idiot.
You idiot.
Well, anyway, they get like a tour of the cabin. We've all seen one. Like, it's just a nice cabin. That's it. Well, Jug gets a call, and it's Cheryl. So he goes outside, and Cheryl's like, well, how's the lake house, you Dumbo? And Jug is like, Cheryl, is anything wrong? She's like, well, not yet. I just wanted to let you know that Archie and Betty kissed in the car before Christmas. Well, have a fun couples weekend. Bye-bye. And we just get the credits. And I'm like, Cheryl, you bitch.
Such a bitch.
So this is like her getting revenge on for not being invited.
Right. Such a bitchy move.
Yeah, exactly. So we just get their title, Riverdale. And now we get this kind of like, it's kind of a funny scene. So we see the events happening again, but from Cheryl's point of view. So Tony comes out of a stall and she's like, oh, that was a rough one. But I'm like, actually think how funny this is. The scriptwriters wrote a scene where they're like, okay, Tony overhears a conversation while taking a dump. Like, probably just like, ugh.
What are they thinking?
It's so funny to me when they write these. It's like, okay, they're pooping or whatever.
Like bathroom conversation scenes or them putting their makeup on. I'm like, people are just exploding the toilets in the background.
So good.
So funny.
Well, so Tony comes out and she's like, well, that was kind of an asshole move. Like, why did you do that? And Cheryl's like, well, you're new here, but I'm Cheryl Blossom, aka Cheryl Bombshell. Like, I drop bombshells. And Tony's like, okay, you're clearly being defensive. You're hurt with something. Like, what's bothering you? And Cheryl's just like, leave me alone, and runs away. She storms out of there. She doesn't want to talk about it, baby.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, so I think, so going back to the couples at the cabin, I think this next scene's super funny because, like, clearly we're in the aftermath of them getting the news, and Archie and Veronica are in a room, and they're like, they hear fighting from Betty and Jughead, and they're like, oh god, do you think they're gonna break up? Like, that's gonna be like the 12th time this year. And I'm like, oof, they got him. But like, I forgot about this because Veronica already knew about the kiss. I guess Archie told her, and she's like, mm-hmm. Oh my god, we're so much stronger than them. Like, you know, Archie, thanks for telling me when you did, like, for trusting me. And they just totally go to the bone zone over that. And I'm like, nothing makes a woman crazier than the thought of him kissing another woman. Like, just
so gross.
Back in the other room, Jughead's doing the same old shit. Like, we've seen, like, well, honesty, like, I'm not mad about the kiss. I'm just upset you didn't tell me. But he's like, remember, I told you I kissed Tony and we did some stuff.
We did some stuff.
And Betty does a classic, like, well, I was going to tell you and I wanted to tell you, like, very gaslighty.
Nice try, bitch.
And he's like, and Chuck's like, oh, well, is the reason he didn't tell me because you think Archie and I are, like, gay with each other or something? But what does he say? He's like, me and Archie are, like, third railing.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I didn't either, but maybe it's because, like, they have the weird thing where Chuck and Archie are best friends, but Betty and him are best friends. Like, Archie, I mean. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird. I don't get it.
I've never heard of that, but I guess that's a good point, I guess.
Anyway, they're like, yeah.
They're friends, so maybe it just was, I don't know.
Like, Archie's
There's
best.
A competition.
Yeah, Archie's best friends with both of them, but, like, yeah, it's weird.
Right.
Anyway, they're like, look, I don't know, they kind of settle it. They're like, look, I love you, you know that. But then we start hearing, like,
couldn't believe this.
So they can hear the next room over. So Archie and Veronica are going to the bone zone, you guys.
So inappropriate.
So inappropriate. Ugh. So a little time later, they all get downstairs, and Archie and Veronica don't. They're like, oh, okay, what happened? Like, they don't know if they broke up. But they're like, okay, everything's fine between us. Like, don't worry. So they're like, okay, let's make some margaritas. In like
spicy margaritas.
Yeah, jalapeno margaritas. And like, let's propose a toast to the lodges for their hospitality and put the past behind them.
Like that happens in Riverdale.
Yeah. Good luck with that. So like, just, I don't know, a little later in the evening, Jughead's like questioning Veronica. So he's like, hey, so what's going on with your parents and that Sodale project? And I'm like, is there things hidden up on that? So he's trying to like investigate, trying to find out what's going on. And like Betty's trying to divert the conversation, but they're like, look, this place is so weird. Like none of the cabins have mailboxes or numbers. And Veronica's like, look, this is like a very private community. And he's like, oh, people are trying to hide something up here, right? And she's like, shut the fuck up. Like, this is like where the celebrities live, I guess. Anyway, before they can get like further into the questioning, sorry, one second. Oh, so they're like, she's questioning him, and then like Betty's like, shut the fuck up, like Jughead. And I love this because Veronica in front of everyone like is like, hey Archie, I told you things weren't going great between the two of them. And I'm like, yeah. And like, she actually never said that. She never was like, they didn't resolve their issues. Like that scene never came up. Like we had the scene where they're fighting and the next scene they're drinking margaritas. But anyway.
Right.
Like this, it's so funny because she's talking to Archie like 5 feet away from him and Bughead can't even hear this.
Right. Psst. I told you it wouldn't work out.
Things aren't so great in paradise, huh? I knew it.
Piece of shit.
So, but she's like, hey, let's, like, why don't we just all relax? We'll get in the hot tub. I'm like, ooh, things are about to get a little steamy.
Ooh.
I love this because, like, so they get in the hot tub and Veronica's sitting there and she's like a house mom. She's like, huh, I feel better already. Like, it's just, like, the weirdest conversation.
So corny.
But Veronica, like an idiot, she's like, you know what sounds really terrible, like a horrible idea, and what we should never talk about again, but I'm going to ignore that, is let's talk about that kiss more.
Oh, God. Like, this goddamn kiss.
No, like, they're still talking about it. Like, this happened in the morning, you guys, and now it's, like, evening, and, like, pitch black outside, and they're still talking about it. But she's like, look, I'm so much better than you, because when I found out about the kiss, like, I trusted Archie so much. I mean, first I slapped him, but anyway, like, I bear no ill will to you, Betty, and you, Jughead, or like whatever the fuck your name is, the poor guy.
Whatever the fuck your name is.
But she's like, to clear the air, I think me and Jughead should kiss. And Jug's like, ooh, I kind of like this idea. And Archie's like kind of being alpha male, defensive. Betty's looking a little psychotic over there.
Yeah, her quietness freaked me out.
And then Jug's like, whew. You know, what's wrong with that? Like, maybe it's a level in the playing field, so to say, Archie.
Wah, wah.
Yeah. This is going to make things worse. So he's like, let's do a fuckhead kiss.
Ugh. No one asked for that. No one wants that. Like,
yeah. And she kind of gives him like this fake kiss where it's like on the cheek, which I thought was pretty funny. Did you notice? It was like, anyway, they kiss and we see like Jughead. Archie looks pissed and Betty's just like sipping on her drink. Like, she'll probably murder him in his sleep. And I'm like, uh-oh, I think the liquor is getting to them, these teenagers
getting a little wild.
Okay, so later at night, like, everyone's getting ready for bed and Betty's like, so Jughead, out of the four of us, you and Archie are the only ones who haven't kissed. And Jug's like,
He's so like, that's not true. I mean,
wait a minute, thinking. And so he realizes, like, oh, Betty and Veronica totally made out. So she comes out and she's like, dressed as Dark Betty. And she's like, well, you know, I'm going to have to punish you.
I couldn't believe they wrote this. It's so inappropriate. Oh, they're God. High schoolers.
I know. So they get to it. And like in the other room, like Archie's fuming. So he's like doing push-ups and she's like, Veronica's like, hey, Archie, why don't you get a workout with me in bed? And Archie's like, no, I'm tired. Push-ups. He's like, I'm pretty tired. And he's like, climbs into bed. I'm like, ew, he's all probably all sweaty. Like, he has a shirt off. He doesn't shower or anything.
What? He was in the jacuzzi and then did push-ups and then just jumps into bed. Ew.
Anyway, we get like a reverse scene so we can hear the bed creaking. So they can hear Jughead and Betty going at it.
Ew.
I'm like, good job, Cheryl. That didn't really work out for you, but we'll see.
She tried.
She tried. Anyway, so the next morning, like, Veronica is like sipping her cocoa. She's feeling better, like, and she's watching Archie chop wood, and she's like, "Ooh, my sexy little man down there."
My lumberjack.
But she noticed, like, Archie get attacked. So, like, Archie's like, "Oh, attacks!" Like, and runs off into the woods. So she follows him, and she finds Archie talking to Andre. And she's like, "What the hell are you doing here? Like, you lied to me. You said he wasn't gonna be here." And Archie's like, "Look, he just wanted to, he was gonna watch over us for protection." Like, and
Like Santa Claus.
So Archie's like, "Look, your dad's doing," like, Archie reveals, like, "Your dad's doing this business deal in Riverdale, so he just wanted to, like, make sure everything's okay up here." And Veronica's like upset, she's pissed, she's like, "Look, I want you out of here, like, and Archie, if you're done kissing my dad's ass, like, maybe you can come find me." And she, like, storms off, and I'm like, this is the dumbest reason for her to be pissed. Like, the writers couldn't come up with anything better. It's like, "Oh, Andre was here."
Yeah, like who really did nothing.
Yeah. And I'm like, Archie's like, "Oof, I'm glad she didn't find out the real reason we were meeting in these woods."
Oof,
I'm like, "Wait."
was close.
I'm like, "Yeah, why is Archie meeting Andre in the woods? Like, what are they talking about?"
I was wondering the same thing.
I think we both
Like
know.
that he couldn't tell Archie over text, like
Definitely a secret hookup.
secrets.
Yeah, so Veronica, like, storms off. She's like, "Look, I just need some space. Like, I'm gonna take Betty and we're gonna go into town." Anyway, back in, like, Riverdale, Josie comes home and finds, like, her mother and Sheriff Keller. They're like, "Oh, you know, they're being a little handsy with one another." And they're like, "Oh, we're just talking about security at the law firm."
Okay.
And, like, Josie's like, "Sure." She's like,
He's
"Look,
no idiot.
yeah." Like, and Josie, like, I don't know. Josie's like, "Look, it's super weird to see you with another man, like, especially, like, with my dad still in the picture." And she's like, "Look, okay, I haven't told you this, but we're actually, like, me and your father are actually getting a divorce. We're gonna wait till after the graduation, but, like, things kind of moved a little quicker. Like, but everything got kind of exposed with Hiram in the picture. And, like, this is news to Josie. They're gonna wait till after the graduation." So she's, like, really upset about all this. And she's like, "Well, doesn't, like, what about Sheriff Keller's wife? Does she know?" And I guess she's, like, overseas, like, in Iraq or something, like, Afghanistan, and then serving in the army. And they're like,
It's
"Look."
so random. They needed some way to have the mom not there. Sure, she's in Iraq or whatever.
Yeah. But also, like, yeah, that's, you don't want to, like, break up with your spouse while they're fighting in a war across the world. Like, that's not
You
easy to,
imagine?
either. And she's like, "Look, yeah, it's a little, like, complicated, so, like, we need to respect, like, their family thing." Like, which, yeah, it's an awkward thing.
Can you imagine? Like, Cadet Reeves, you got a text or you got a call.
"Hey, oh, by the way, I found a new woman and I'm cheating on you. Bye."
I've been cheating on you this whole time. I've never been in love with you. And yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it. Bye.
Oof, Magoof. Cheating happens so much in the military.
Oh, I know. I know.
It's so
Whew.
interesting.
I mean, makes sense. You know, like, people literally away for years at a time. You don't know if they're gonna die,
Yeah.
and, like, they live in, like, military towns. I'm not excusing it. I'm saying it's complicated, but geez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. And they're so young when like they get married usually.
Yeah. They come
That's
home for, like,
tea.
3 months, and they're like, "Oh, you want to get married? Okay, I'm deploying again."
Tea.
Anyway, so we cut back, and this is kind of a funny scene. So it's like Archie and Jughead are sitting around a fire, like, in a misty wood, like, and they're both drinking out of this green canteen, like, tossing it back and forth. And I'm like, "Is there moonshine or something in here?" Like,
Yeah, it's like 8 in the morning.
I'm like, "Are they sharing a water bottle?" It's like a big green jug, but both sipping at it, drinking, throwing it back and forth. But anyway, like, they talk about the kiss, and they're like, "Look, this is kind of, I know it's a weird situation, but Jug's like, look, I understand it because, like, we're best friends, but we both, our girlfriends are best friends with each other, and it's very confusing." And Archie's very confused, I can tell. He's like, "What are you talking about? So we're boyfriends?"
He's so confused because I think you're about to say it, but he's like, Jughead is like, it's the four of us. Like, we have these relationships, and you're best friends with my girlfriend, and I'm best friends with you. It's like, it's amazing. Like, and it's Archie's just like, what? Like, so you're my best boyfriend, and Veronica's my girl. Like, just so confused. But
Chug's
Jughead
like,
is basically saying, like, there's gonna be drama, like, there's gonna
yeah.
be, like,
She's like, it's a powder keg waiting to explode, like, basically, which, yeah, makes sense.
I was like, that is such a weird metaphor to make.
Maybe he's trying to explain it to Archie. Well, anyway, like, back to the Kevin plotline. This B plotline is so weird. It's so funny. Weird. Yeah, it's just like, but Kevin's meeting up with Josie, it pops, and they're like, he's like, hey, I'm really excited to talk about the musical. And Josie's like, I don't think you're going to want to talk to the musical after I tell you what I'm about to tell you. Oof. And we just cut right away to like Kevin confronting his father, and he's like, how the hell could you do this to mom? Like, what the hell? Like, you know, you're super harsh on me for being gay, but like, you're doing an affair and all this, you know, that kind of thing. It's like, it's kind of, Kevin's just upset to find out. Yeah.
I didn't know that he didn't know.
Yeah. I mean, they were just like, you know, meeting in a motel. I don't think anybody knew.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we get like a scene where Betty and Veronica are out in the town, and they go to a convenience store, and Veronica like only wants to talk about like sex. She's like, so, you know, you and Jughead, like, when did that start? And they're like, well, after your confirmation. And Veronica's like, well, as they say, praise Jesus.
Oh my God.
Made me laugh.
She's like, as my abuelita says, praise Jesus. Like, why are we talking about this?
And like, so they're checking out. Veronica's, you know, she's flirting with the store clerk. She's like, ooh, what's your name, handsome? And Betty's like, cut it out. Anyway, they just keep talking about like sex. And there's like, well, you know, I heard you two last night. Like, whatever.
Oh.
Just kind of girl talk.
Like, you guys made up, kissing made up. Like,
she's like, you know, I kind of put on that dark wig, the one I tried to drown Chuck in. And Ethel's hot tub.
Remember when we, you know, drowned that guy?
Drugged him and handcuffed him and then almost overheated him to death.
Right. So bad.
Well, anyway, back at the cabin, like, the girls get back. Archie's like, are you still mad at me?
Are you still mad at me, baby?
Listen here. Don't ever forget who's calling the shots, dummy. But, oh, I can never dump you, my sweet Archiekins.
You lovable idiot.
Well, anyway, Jug gets a call suddenly. It's his dad. And we hear, like, there's a massive rager going on in the background. Like, it's back at...
It's so funny because I was like, is this a riot? And I'm like, no, this is a massive...
And FB is like, woo! Yeah, we're getting drunk tonight, boy. Like, we have great news. All the debts have been paid in full. It's amazing. Like, you know, you shaming Hiram Lodge worked. He bought the trailer park and everyone's allowed to stay. Like,
that party looks so fun.
It did.
It's like, I'm like, I want to go to a Serpent Rager so bad.
I know. It looks amazing. And I'm like, is FP drinking again? I don't know if like he is or off the wagon, but anyway.
He's off. I think it's safe to say when he's in the Serpent, more off than on.
Almost definitely off.
Right.
But anyway, like, Jug knows what's, well, maybe. So he runs in and he confronts Veronica. He's like, I knew it. Your dad's been gobbling up the South Side piece by piece, like the drive-in, now the trailer park. Yeah, and like, everyone's like, what do you mean? Like, you cleared the debt? That's like awesome. Why are you pissed?
It's so offensive. It's like, do you know how much that probably means to the single mom who works too hard? Like, who works double shifts at the Wendy's just to fucking afford food?
I know.
I'm like, I'm... Hiram Lodge is taking over the town. Like, I'm sorry, but fuck you, Jughead.
For real.
If he wants to take over my town, I don't give a shit if I get free rent. In this economy?
Yeah, seriously.
Everyone's like, that got me heated.
Yeah. And like the rest of them, like Betty included, they're like, look, you're just being paranoid. Like, Hiram's trying to make amends. Like, that's all he's trying to do. So back in Riverdale, like, Mayor McCoy with Josie, she's like yelling at Josie. And she's like, that was fucked up for you. Like, that was basically cruel for you to tell Kevin in that way. And she's like, me, like, well, whatever, I'm upset. So, I don't know, whatever. Josie thinks she could, like, give the marriage with her dad or whatever. She's just pissed and, like, hurt and lashing out, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah, but she's like, look, it wasn't your, like, wasn't your place to tell Kevin. Like, he's not even talking to his father anymore, so thanks for that. Like, and, like, thank you, yeah, whatever. She's blaming it all on her, but I'm like, also, you're the one who's having an affair, so.
Right. It is technically your fault, Mayor McCoy. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't go pointing that finger too hard.
Like, Josie didn't do the correct thing, but maybe you could have talked to her about it. Or
like, she's also, like, 16 and you're 40. Like,
yeah, exactly.
God, can you imagine talking to your teenage child about your affair? Like,
oh, God.
Oh, God. What a terrible thing.
Ugh, terrible.
Yeah. Ugh.
And they just being little pissy teens. Man, why could you do this? Why, man, why? Anyway. So back at Pop's, like, Kevin's eating alone. When Midge and Moose come in, they're like, hey, Kevin, like, why don't you come sit with us? And, like, they're talking, I don't know, they're talking about, like, the movie.
This fucking movie.
I know. Like, so, you meeting anybody? And they're like, no, you know, I'm going alone. And Midge is like, that's unacceptable. And I'm like, why is everyone, like, we should normalize going to the movies alone. Like, why is everyone like, oh, you're a fucking loser. You're going to see a movie by yourself.
People are like, God, you loser.
What a, oh my God.
Fucking loser.
Kevin at the movies alone? Sitting by himself? Like, maybe he just wants to see the movie. Like, I want to see Dune, but nobody has time.
Yeah. Have you seen the first one?
I just watched it.
Is it good?
Yeah, kind of a snore.
I heard the second one's really good. I'm not going to see it, but I heard it was really good.
Really? I've heard a lot of people don't like it.
Really?
That's what I've heard. But
when you send me that picture.
Oh my God.
You guys, do you want to
All right. Have you guys heard of the Dunussy or
Duntussy? What were they thinking?
So, like in Dune, they have these sandworms. So they made a popcorn box where there's a sandworm. You can stick your hand into its mouth and get the popcorn. And let's just say it looks like something
certain anatomical feature. It's funny. Patrick sent me the picture. I was like, I'm dead. They had to have known what they were doing.
I don't know if this is like official merch, but I've seen people with shirts that say like, I'm just here to F the popcorn box. And it says, has the Dune logo. I don't know if people are making it like amateur or what.
I am dead.
It's the funniest guy. That's like my favorite thing.
Wow. That is so funny.
What were they thinking?
What were they thinking? I love Gen Z.
So anyway, so they're like, they offer, they're like, oh, Kevin, you can join us. They're like, hey, I heard there's like a new serpent who's gay. Like, maybe you can go with him. And he's like, oh, I'm not going to date anybody named Fangs Fogarty. And I don't know, this scene, we basically get like this kind of tension between him and Moose. Like, they're looking at each other like, hey, so how do you two know each other? And they're just like,
Yeah.
So I guess she doesn't know. And they just make up some story like, oh, we're in bio.
It was so weird because, okay, yeah, like you said, it's like, Moose had been like, oh yeah, Midge knows everything about us. And obviously in this scene, like, she doesn't know. And then it never comes up again.
No.
So like, Kevin, like, I'm so confused.
Yeah, that the like, Moose was like, hey, you want to have a three-way with me and Midge, like, in the very beginning of the show?
Yeah.
She's like,
maybe,
yeah,
like, they had something written, but it got cut for time, yeah, or something, because it was just so random.
Maybe. Anyway, we see, like, back at the Blossoms, we just get the short scene of Mrs. Cooper leaving, and Cheryl's, like, she's, like, going crazy over this, so she needs to get out of the house. Back at the movies, we see, like, Josie approach Kevin, and she's like, look, Kev, I want to apologize for you for, like, literally fucking up your whole life and dropping this huge bombshell on you.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, I had no right to take it out on you. Like, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah.
That is pretty fucked up when you think about it.
It is, but I love it because it's like, this show is such like an after school special sometimes. It's like, don't worry, I forgive you. Hey, do you want to go play?
Right. Right.
It's like, oh, I forgive you for ruining my entire life. Like, in real life, people probably wouldn't talk for months.
No.
Like, this is, yeah.
No. Yeah. Want to go grab some ice cream? It's always, yeah, like,
why don't we sit together at the movies? Like, yeah. So right. I think, yeah. So they sit together. So Kevin, the most important fucking plot line of this whole episode, Kevin found somebody to go to the movies with.
He's not a loser. God.
The thing I really cared about.
All right.
I'm like, is Kevin gonna find some? No.
So funny.
Like, off to the side, we see Cheryl, like, got out of the house and went to the movies, and Tony comes up and she's like, hey, Cheryl, what are you doing here? She's like, look, okay, I'm like, here, I'm alone, I'm pathetic, I'm a loser. And Tony's like, look, I had someone bail on me, so let's sit together. And I'm like, oh, she asked if she's okay.
Aww.
And I forgot to mention this earlier, but like, it's like, so this movie is like a coming out movie. More on this later on, but coming out. Yeah. But like, it's a movie about a young person. I haven't seen it, but I think they say it's like a young person comes out as gay.
I wonder how much they paid to be on this episode.
Yeah, I thought this was like a fake movie, and there's like Julia Roberts or Jennifer Garner is in it.
It's a real movie. I'm like, how much would you have to pay? Like, 5 figures, you think?
Yeah, was it a movie? It was like, I don't know if it was out at the time. Who knows?
I think it was a Netflix movie. But I mean, it's a real movie. But like, to buy that promotion to be on this show, I bet it costs a pretty penny.
Riverdale, Riverdale folks. Anyway, back at the cool kids club, they're like, you know, they're all playing Monopoly and drinking when Betty suddenly gets a phone call from her mom. So like when Betty leaves, like the rest of the group's like, okay, time to gossip. Like, what's the deal with Chick? And like, I mean, like, it's pretty fucking weird that Betty has this brother who's a male prostitute and lives with them now.
Love that. Why does every friend group talk about the person who just left?
I know, they're totally talking shit. Like, ooh, Chick, tell me all about it. And Chuck is like, oh, I know. I met him before we left. He's like, have you ever seen that Slender Man guy? Like, that's pretty much Chick.
It's like, rest assured, if you're with a group of friends and you leave the room, they're talking shit about you.
I know.
I bet you $1 billion.
Nobody's safe.
Why do we do that? Why do humans do that? It's so funny.
Ugh. So Betty interrupts, though. She's like, are things okay? And she's like, no, I just got off the phone. And Hiram Lodge just bought the register.
He bought the goddamn register.
And I'm like,
town newspaper. Call the police.
Huh?
Call the police over there.
Call the police. Arrest her.
Call the president.
And I'm like, now who's the crazy one? Certainly not conspiracy head over there. And Betty's like fully on his side now. She's like, okay, Jug has been right. And they're like, there's a reason he brought us up here to keep us like hush hush, to distract us. And Archie's like fully white knighting for Veronica. He's like, hey, shut up. Don't attack my girlfriend, baby. And like, Jug's just like losing it. He's like, not going to take this. He's like, God, how fucking stupid are you, Archie? Like, even you, I'm gonna make it super simple for you, dum-dum. Like,
I can't believe he said that.
Yeah, he's like, get your head, like, maybe if you take your head out of Hiram's ass.
Yeah.
Then he can see, like, what's.
There's one part where he's like, come on, Archie, this is so simple. Even you can understand it. Even with, and it's like, almost like he catches himself like being really mean and goes, with your head up his ass. Like, it's like, I love how everyone knows how dumb Archie is.
I know. We're not even being mean. Like, they acknowledge it on the show.
Multiple times.
Ooh, so Veronica's like, look, you should be mad at your dad, not mine. Like, your dad, Hal Cooper, for selling it, not my daddy.
Right.
And Archie's like, I'm so confused. There's nothing evil about buying a newspaper. And they're like, look, that means silencing the free press, like, to keep Alice from coming after them. So they're just like, meow, meow, meow. They're just bickering back and forth when suddenly the glass breaks open and something is inside the house. 4 men in ski masks come out with weapons in hand. They're demanding valuables. They got like axes, baseball bats, the works. They're like, hey, where's the stuff? So Veronica's like, look, I got my purse upstairs. Like, I'll show you where it is. She goes upstairs and like, she's like, look, I know who you are. You're the guy from the convenience store. I'm like, never reveal that because they're just going to kill you.
Right.
Like, just be like, okay. Like, oh, hey, by the way, I know who you are. So we're going to get you after this.
Yeah, we're totally going to get you. Like, I know where you work. I know where you live.
Yeah. They're like, hey, shut up. You know, they're like, you dumb rich people always come up here and spend more money than we can make in a year. Like, fuck you. Anyway, Veronica hits the silent alarm. And like, anyway, the burglars are like, they're like, look, we got the cash. Let's get out of here. And they're like, one of them's like, look, we're going to have a little bit more fun. Drop to your knees.
Oof, and, like, I didn't like this.
No. And so Archie like starts flashing back to like the Black Hood holding a gun to his head. And the burglar raises the bat and smashes Archie right in the head. And we get this like zoom in of his brain cells starting to connect. And he's like, becomes a genius. But it's all a dream. And he's dead.
They killed him. Finally. Oh, God.
So, but right before he like smashes Archie's head, the phone starts ringing. And they're like, what was that? And Veronica's, well, that's the security company. You have 30 seconds to run for it because they shoot first and ask questions later. They're like, let's get out of here. So they all start running. And one of them's like, screw you, rich bitch, and steals Veronica's pearls.
Oh, my God.
Well, Dum Dum can't let them get away. So Archie starts chasing after them. And he catches one of them. And like, just before he starts beating on him, Andre approaches from the woods. He tells Archie he'll take care of it. So Archie goes back to the cabin and hears a gunshot off in the distance. Well.
Oh my God.
So back at Pop's, like, Josie and Kevin are meeting their friends. They're meeting with the parents. They're like, look, we have a lot to talk about, so how about we get this conversation started? I'm like, oh, they're acting mature.
Aw, love that.
Over at Tony and Cheryl's table, they're like, look, Cheryl, I know you're a master of deception, but I totally saw you holding in that fart the whole movie.
Cheryl, come on.
But she's like, no, I saw you holding back those tears. And we look like, Cheryl's like, look, you know, when I saw that movie, Simon, one of the characters, like, you know, he used to be a carefree kid growing up. And at a certain point, he stopped being happy. And she's like, that's pretty much me. Like, you know, if a lot of people think I'm this loveless, heartless, albino, anorexic monster. But anyway, I was saying, she's like, look, the whole town thinks I'm this horrible, loveless monster. But I loved somebody once. And my mother destroyed it. And she's like, oh, was it Jason? But no, her name was Heather. And I'm like, ooh, Cheryl likes girls. She's like, look, we were best friends. We would hang out every night until one night their mother caught them in bed, you know, together. She called them deviants. And like, Cheryl's like, look, I'm not loveless and I'm not a deviant. And then she's like, look, and then Tony's like, look, you are sensational. And I'm like, ooh. Something flowering love ship going on.
Growing there.
Well, anyway, back with the gang, we see that they're also at Pops now too. And Veronica's like, wow, I was wrong about everything. Like, I'm glad. Veronica's like, I'm so happy, like, Andre was there to save us. Like, I'm really glad you're also as slow as a box of rocks, Archie. And I mean physically, not mentally. Although both are true. So she doesn't know that Archie caught up with them.
So good.
And, like, for some reason, they all hold hands, like, in the middle of the table. They're, like, trauma bonding or whatever. They're like, oh, they never say anything. They just all start holding hands.
Yeah.
So Jughead, Vio, they're like, look, Archie never mentioned what happened in the woods that night. At least to us. So he's in Hiram Lodge's study and he's like, you know, you did the right thing telling the robbers to take whatever they wanted and leave. But how did you feel what happened with Andre, Archie? And Archie's like, look, you know, the night of the Black Hood, the only thing I regret is that I hesitated to shoot him. Like, Sheriff Keller, he would have gotten away if Sheriff Keller hadn't stopped and killed him. And Hiram's like, look, when it comes to the ones you love, you never hesitate. Elsewhere, we see Betty returning home. As she enters, and she's with Jughead, and he's like, look, there's more than one kind of home invasion. Mm. It's not always fast and violent.
Got him.
What is that?
I'm dead.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it.
It's that's like a perfect, genius.
Perfect setup for like a fart joke.
I love it.
But he goes, look.
Sometimes
it's not a fast home invasion. Sometimes you open the door and let the intruders in. So Jughead is warning her about Chick and the odd vibe he gave him on his first encounter. So they kiss and Jughead leaves. Riverdale.
Oh my, wow. What an episode.
What an episode. I love
it. What a journey. Good job.
I love a good cabin getaway and a dark secret.
Are we like kind of close to the end?
I think so.
What can happen? Like, I don't even know. This is so exciting. Like, will the Black Hood be back? I don't know.
Who knows? Could even must be getting to like the musical episode.
Oh God. I think is it the next one?
No, we got one more.
That'll be interesting to try to cover.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we could skip like half the singing.
All right.
That'll be a short episode.
That'll be a little filler.
Good one.
Yeah, good job.
Anything else?
You guys, thanks for joining us. Send us emails at rosquaddoes@gmail.com. Follow Pat on TurtleFin2 on Twitch. We got merch coming.
Yeah.
You know what happens when you step on a serpent.
It bites back.